Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Pew 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 pew. Hey guys, Michael here. Let me take a break from gaming real fast to tell you about MultiplayerSquad.com. The Multiplayer Gaming Podcast is an independent podcast, which means we depend on listener support to do what we do every single week. So if you're really enjoying what you're hearing and the content we're putting out, consider supporting the show. We also give you extra perks like bonus episodes, which are really cool. It's really just a bunch of fun banter and all kinds of cool stuff, and we talk about random things. So if you want to support the show, head over to MultiplayerSquad.com and get started right now. All right. On to the show!
Hello, and welcome to the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. We are three lifelong gamer dads who love to hang out and talk about video games. Today is Thursday, which means we are going to be talking about This Week in Gaming by breaking down recent gaming news. Please take a brief moment to rate our show 5 stars and leave a written review. Please also consider supporting us on Patreon. Support starts at $5 a month, and you'll get some bonus episodes on our Squadcast feed, which is a lot sillier than this show. And on top of gaming, we debate things like what makes the best sandwich, what were your favorite slang words as a kid, and which is more of an actual salad, fruit salad or potato salad. Just check out MultiplayerSquad.com. to see our Patreon page. I am your host, Paul, and I am here, as always, with my two gaming brothers. First up, he's been busy as an assassin because of his personal creed. It's Josh.
Hey! I would never assassinate anybody, Paul, and get caught.
Right. Oh, man. And with us, he is busy as a campus administrator, designing and running his own university. It's Michael.
Oh, I feel bad for every student there. I don't even know what that university would look like.
You don't have the credentials to run a university by yourself, Michael?
I can fake things really well, so I'm going to say sure, I can make it happen. You know, you build a strong team around yourself and you look good.
There you go.
Exactly. Just hire the right people.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Partner with the right people, and rising tide floats all boats.
That's kind of like the show. I don't actually contribute at all, but people are like, you know what? Your show is great. I'm like, thank you. They're like, no, the other two guys do a good job.
Oh, Michael, no need to be so humble. We love having you here. So this week in gaming news, I don't know that there was anything necessarily earth shattering, but there's a lot that we're going to talk about here. Let's start things off by talking about Assassin's Creed. So we had seen some rumors online that the next Assassin's Creed was going to be called Mirage, and then Ubisoft officially announced the next game, which will be called Mirage, and they are going to be sharing more information at Ubisoft Forward on September 10th. What do you guys think about this news?
Why don't they call this game what it really is, Assassin's Creed Reskin? Like every Assassin's Creed game, it's just the same thing.
Now, Michael, they change like one little part of the story to where you're a different assassin or you're in a different time characters. Period. You know?
That's true. And that is what I like about the game.
Do you mean that the gameplay is exactly the same as every other game, except that they went from like sneakily assassinating people to just being a giant open world game with multiple quests and fighting?
Insert enigmatic agreement here.
Are you talking about Ubisoft, how they haven't changed their formula in like the last 20 games that they've made?
Yeah, and it's different. Like if you're not changing the formula on something like chicken noodle soup that's already great, that's different. But you've got to change with the times when it comes to games. Yes, the Ubisoft formula of keep it the same, just make it look a little bit different.
So it sounds like neither of you really care at all about this news. Now, Josh did say recently that Ubisoft is dead to him. He has no plans to play any of their games anytime soon. I might be in a little bit of a different place. I have not played an Assassin's Creed game since Black Flag, which I cannot believe is 9 years ago. Wow. And I actually do have a little bit of a hankering for some Assassin's Creed. It's been a really long time. I played 1, 2, and then Black Flag. So I know on our Squadcast episode, we talked about how Assassin's Creed Origins is available for free on Prime Gaming. I'm going to go ahead and download that and just play a little bit of Assassin's Creed for free, because it's been almost a decade for me.
We talked about this a little bit on the Squadcast. The last Assassin's Creed game that I actually played was Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I thought it was plenty fine of a game. I mean, beautiful graphics, good gameplay, good fighting, giant open world, some sailing that was akin to Black Flag, I guess, because I never played Black Flag. It just didn't grab me, man. And I think I'm going to stick with the... I'm just done with Ubisoft. I mean, the games were amazing at the time. I just am so tired of that formula at this point that I have zero interest. I mean, until an Assassin's Creed game comes out that is getting 10 out of 10s and everybody's like, this is the most revolutionary game I've played in years, I just have zero interest in Ubisoft anything at this point.
Well, but this one's different, Josh.
It's a mirage, Michael. Don't believe it. At least they're admitting to it at this point. We really didn't change anything. This is just a mirage. The cover art's different, but it's the same game we've released.
Well, and according to what has been released, arguably leaked to the press on accident, but not leaked because it was revoked on Twitter or someone canceled it, whatever. This is like a sequel to a DLC. So, nope, that means more of the same.
Well, it looks like the main character is probably, I think his name is Bassem, which I wouldn't know because I didn't play Valhalla. Yeah. But I think I read that the art looks to be that character. So it looks like they'll dive more into him. I did also read that they are going to be going a little bit back to the original formula, for better or worse. I know you guys are complaining that they're all the same, but most of the Assassin's Creed players did complain that they went more wide open world and less stealth. So for the core base, it sounds like they're going a little bit back to these days of stealth and assassination, less like what we saw in Valhalla and Odyssey. Which to me sounds a little bit more up my alley. I like stealth games, like whether it's Hitman or Assassin's Creed. I'm into that style. So this is one that I'm going to have on my radar. It's not a definite buy, but if the buzz is good at release, I might look into it.
I will say, if they're going to go to one direction or the other, I actually do prefer the stealth aspect. The last Assassin's Creed game that I played, I don't remember which one it was, but I actually beat, was the one where you're the white cloaked assassin guy. It's where you first kind of start to come across the Animus, I think is what they call it. I think that's the name of it, where you get in the machine and you get glimpses of the future, the past, or something like that.
Weren't those the first three Assassin's Creed? Weren't those the Ezio games?
That's the one, yeah. So it was more like a Renaissance type era Assassin's Creed. You're pushing through the crowds, you're bumping people, you knife the prefect in the kidney, and then you slowly get away or whatever. That was fun. Like, I liked it. Back in the day, that was, you know, still fairly unique and stuff. I'm not a huge fan of stealth games. I like a little bit of stealth. I don't want to be forced into stealth always. But if they go that route, that would be actually better to me than the Odyssey type, where it's just like, I don't really have a lot of direction. It doesn't feel like that finely crafted experience. It's more just like, you can do whatever. And then it's like, all right, Ubisoft, I'm done with you.
It's kind of awful because Paul's actually kind of talked me into thinking about playing an Assassin's Creed game now. But the only reason really is honestly because I'm a history buff and I like to play games that are historical. And so that's what I appreciate about these games. So maybe for me, it's okay that they're all the same. I just get a reskin to a different time period and more history. But I mean, the one we talked about on the Squadcast that's free right now, was it Odyssey?
Origins.
Yeah, the O one. The one with an O.
the other O one.
The other O. I don't know. It's interesting to me, but maybe this one will be a little different. But I agree, though. I do like the stealthiness. I love how you're kind of like sneaking through crowds and stuff. That was unique. Maybe my exhaustion from this franchise is because it became more like The Witcher and Skyrim and just like open world, walk around sandbox.
Well, for what it's worth, they did say that this one will be smaller in scale. They don't plan on making it quite as open world. And I do actually think that's a good thing. Keep it a little bit smaller. Give us the tighter cities. And I think that's where Assassin's Creed shined best, at least in what I remember only from the first four games. All right, so let's move on to the next story here of the week. Now, on our last Twig episode, we spent our entire time talking about Gamescom. And what's really interesting is that there is one game that we did not talk about at all, and it's a little game called Flintlock: The Siege of Dawn.
Yeah, Flintlock! Yeah! All right. This is the one now, I'm excited about, Paul.
Okay.
Come on!
Josh linked this article. I'll hold off on my opinions for a minute here, but let's just say that the IGN article about Flintlock has this headline: Flintlock: The Siege of Dawn is genuinely an Elden Ring and God of War mashup. Now,
I can't say what just happened, but something exciting just happened inside me.
Oh my goodness.
Some noises.
Josh might die. Now, if that headline is not enough to get you excited, Matt Perslow, the guy who wrote the article, said, "I walked away from the appointment convinced that Flintlock is the best thing that I've seen at Gamescom." So we watched a little bit of footage. We've read some articles. How do you guys feel about Flintlock?
I don't know, man. I mean, kind of meh, you know.
Yeah, Josh is clearly very excited.
I think this
game looks incredible. Apparently, I don't know if I'm unique in this, but dude, give me combat from Elden Ring, the Dark Souls combat formula, which I love, dude. I love having full control of my character. I love knowing that when I died, it's because it was my fault. I love these huge boss fights. I love multiple different moves and weapons, and just give me those choices on how I want to play the game and how I want to do combat. And then mix it with the amazing cinematics and in-your-face like camera angles and just brutality of God of War. And that art style from God of War, this is like, it's like everything I could ever want.
The initial impression that I had from this, watching the entire gameplay release, which is awesome because we finally get a trailer with gameplay. Like, a lot of the Gamescom stuff was a trailer. This actually had real gameplay, which was nice. My initial takeaway was, oh my goodness, this looks hard. It looks like Elden Ring as far as the combat goes. And I don't know if they were just showing off that you can play that way, but there's a lot of dodging, a lot of rolling. There's a lot of try not to get hit. Every single mob that you hit is like, you're killing them with like one or two shots, kind of like Elden Ring, but it's hard to get those in because the mobs seem like they're smarter. They're blocking more. But then you also add in this cool effect with a pistol and some magic. Like, you turn into like this flying fox every once in a while, and you're like going through these triangles.
That's actually your
and
pet.
Stuff.
You don't turn into it. It's like your companion that accompanies
you. When you fly, it looks almost like you merge with it for a second and then fly.
Yeah, maybe.
It's weird.
Maybe it's, I don't know what it's doing, but like, it is definitely a pet. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's more like a familiar, I think, where it actually like it enhances your gameplay or something. But
right.
It does look like the combat from Elden Ring, and it looks really interesting. And again, it is a beautiful looking game. So while I'm a little more tepid than Josh is, I am definitely excited and intrigued by this title.
Hmm. Well, I don't want to sound like the downer of the group, but when I see Elden Ring meets God of War, right off the bat, I'm thinking BS, because you're talking about two of the best games of the last 10, 20, 30 years, arguably. And when I first brought up the footage, guys, the graphics are not very good in this game. This game cannot hold a candle to either Elden Ring or God of War.
I don't know if we watched the same trailer.
I think they're plenty fine. Yeah. Are you watching what we're watching?
Oh, yeah. And I put it on the max resolution. I thought it did not look terribly great. And I thought that the weapons looked so elementary. You're fighting with this rusty looking axe. It looks like if you found an axe in like your grandfather's attic. It's like a boring weapon. It's a lot of dodging. I'm sorry. Dodging doesn't do it for me in games. I don't just want to dodge, swing once, dodge, dodge. You guys know I'm not a fan of Souls-like games anyway, so this is not really made for me. While I could appreciate a lot of the things Elden Ring brought, I always thought that the least fun thing in that game were the basic combat. And so for this one, the dodging doesn't do it for me. The graphics weren't doing it for me. I did think it was neat to mix guns with magic. That's the one thing that I did think was cool. So there's a couple different videos that have come out, and in one of them, the game designer was talking about how they wanted the technology to be like the time of Napoleon. And so you've got this pistol in your left hand, your very vanilla axe in the right hand, and you can also use dark magic. So I did think that there were some neat ideas here. When I watch this footage, though, I'm not seeing anything nearly as good as Elden Ring or God of War.
I feel like we literally just did a Make Love Marry Murder, and each of us picked one on this trailer.
That's very true. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm rewatching the video for like the 10th time right now. I think the graphics look great, dude. Like, I don't know. Maybe your internet was bad or something. I mean, they're not up to God of War standards, but not too many things are. God of War on PC was one of the most beautiful games I've played. I get that the axe is a plain axe.
It looks like an axe from Home Depot.
I mean, probably a level one axe, though. They're probably showing it early gameplay.
Thank you, Michael. They don't want to give away anything. Yeah. You know, I mean, how good does an axe need to look to be able to chop something? To me, this game is... I am very excited about this because the combat is very Dark Souls-ish. The graphics and the camera angles and the over-the-top animations and stuff are very reminiscent of God of War. I fully agree that this looks like a very good mashup of the two games. I'm pumped, man. I mean, it doesn't come out. The only thing that kind of sucks is when you look up the release date, which I instantly looked up because I'm really excited, is it just says early access, early 2023, which is, then it's like, well, crud, man. Like, does that mean that this game's going to release in early access, spend a year in early access before they release? I want my brain to forget about this game until it's like a month out, and then let me get excited all over again.
Yeah, I think 2023 actually means 2024, given the history of game releases over the last 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, this to me just looked like a very poor man's Elden Ring and a very poor man's God of War and mashed together.
Well, call me a poor man because I'm excited.
I'm happy that you guys are excited. I really am. This one just didn't do it for me. Once I see other footage later, maybe it will. I would still say I'm more excited about like Forspoken, which I'm not even super hyped for. I'd still rather get my hands on that than Flintlock. But we'll have to wait and see. Now, speaking about God of War, the far superior game, let's spend a little bit of time talking about God of War.
I said how much I love this episode so far, guys? I feel like it's my birthday or something going on right now.
We talk about God of War Ragnarok every opportunity we get. Even if it's a very small piece of news, we'll talk about it. Well, this week, Game Informer was able to release a 100-second video, which, by the way, it wasn't even a full 100 seconds.
That was clickbaity. I started going, where's the 100 seconds of combat? Yeah. And then I realized that they were talking about the entire video being 100 seconds, and I was like, you suckers, man.
It was really more like 60 seconds of combat footage that we got to see, but this kind of confirms some things that we had suspicions of, and it also got to highlight some things that we had not yet seen. So, for example, this did confirm that we will have access to both the Leviathan Axe and the Blades of Chaos, which I think is a great thing.
I think so too, man. They're adding to the combat. And it's funny because I love God of War, so I do a lot of reading and anything that I can get for snippets for Ragnarok. They're not overhauling combat. Like, let's be clear. These are just minor additions to the combat in the game. The combat in God of War is fine. Like, if nothing changes, I'd be okay with that. What they're doing is they're just tweaking it a little bit here and there. So if you're expecting like a massive overhaul to God of War Ragnarok's combat system, that's not what they're doing. You don't mess with something when it's really, really good. And so what they're doing is they're just giving you a few more options in the combat so that you can infuse your blades or your axe with, you know, ice or fire elements. They've shown a couple moves from that. They've shown a couple things where it's like you can pull enemies towards you. You can use your blades of chaos, you know, to like grapple up to ledges and things like that. So this is not reinventing the wheel. Don't take it like that. It's just saying, hey, we want to give you another option or two in combat so that you can kind of get into that flow a little bit differently if you like. And part of that's that they've given like more shield options, and they haven't gone super in depth with that, but I do know that they've introduced a different couple shield types to where like it's almost like Black Panther, where the suit absorbs the kinetic energy. So they have a shield where it'll absorb the hits, and then you can do this like shockwave thing with it. They've got one that does like a bigger knockback and a stun or something along those lines. Like I said, the details are still a little fuzzy, but they have basically said, we're trying to make tweaks, but we're not messing with the formula overall because it just works.
Yeah, I watched this trailer and or the gameplay, and my thought was, yep, looks like God of War. That's all I thought. But that being said, I did not play much of God of War. I played about 2 hours in, and it didn't suck me in at all, like not even a little bit. I really think I have to go back and play that game because I know how excited you guys are about it. It's at the top of our leaderboard. It's number two, which is incredible. The game's got to be awesome, but man, I just was not impressed with my first 2 hours. I got bored and just stopped playing and never went back to it. So me watching this combat, I'm like, it looks just like the combat that I wasn't excited about before. Like, what's different? And maybe they're using the Ubisoft formula where if it kind of works, just go.
Don't you say that.
Stab.
Well, yes. So this very much looks like God of War, but I thought it looks much more energetic, much faster paced. You are playing much more aggressively, and everything is more vertical. So when you play combat in God of War, everything more or less is on flat ground. Yes, there are times that you activate lifts or you walk upstairs, but you're never really fighting on multiple levels. You're always just fighting on level ground. This shows combo moves where you hit an enemy, then you knock him off the ledge, and then you leap off and you do like a mega slam with your Leviathan axe right into the guy's head.
That was cool.
So the fact that they showed all that, I thought that it made the combat look even better. And the combat in God of War was already a 10 out of 10. So this looks to me exactly what you're looking for. It is 95% the same, and they're adding 5% on top. That actually really did get me excited.
Yeah, like Josh said, you get to be Black Panther.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. So like talking about the shields a little bit more, the names of the two shields are Dauntless and Stonewall. And if you guys remember, this is the one thing that I said I was curious to see if they would do, because I said they've already created the Blades of Chaos. Then they created an equally iconic Leviathan Axe. What are they going to do with the shield? We need to have an iconic shield. And I don't know if we're going to quite get that, but the Dauntless shield that you use is all about parrying. So you don't actually use it to block. You time your parries, and as you get successful parries off, your shield will start to glow red. And you can use it to smash, throw, and stun your enemies. And then the other shield is called Stonewall, and that's where you do traditional blocking. That's what Josh was also referencing, where each time it gets hit, it starts to gather more kinetic energy. But the more energy it has, the worse job it does as blocking. But then you can unleash that power, and you do like a massive knockback to everyone around you, exposing them to more damage. So this is exactly the kind of stuff I was looking for. This got me super hyped for Ragnarok, which is now only 2 months away.
That's crazy. It's coming so soon. Can we all just agree that Kratos is like the coolest thing on the planet?
He's way up there. I argued he's not the greatest dad when we did
Paul's wrong.
Our tournament.
He's the best. In every way, he's the best.
Emotional support, Josh.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's the best.
Hey, man,
for that.
Tough love sometimes. Man. Yeah, exactly. You Thank you, Michael, voice of reason of the podcast.
Yes, that's right.
Here's the thing that's killing me, guys. There is no way that my wife is going to be okay with me spending $500 for a PS5 just so I can play God of War Ragnarok when it comes out. Paul, you have a PS5. Michael, yep. You have a PS5. Andy, a good friend of ours, has a PS5. all of my close friends have a PS5, and here I am going to be rushing everybody saying, are you done yet? Are you done yet? Have you played it, Paul? Have you beat it? Michael, are you done with God of War Ragnarok yet? Because I really need to borrow your PS5 on this, man. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything about the game, but just hurry up and play it.
Hey, guys, I feel like this is a good time to go ahead and plug MultiplayerSquad.com. Head over there and support Josh's need for a PS5.
We'll crowdsource it.
Right?
I could just see me going to my wife going, hey, I need to buy this PS5. Okay, how much is it? I don't know, like $500-$600. Well, what do you need that for? You don't even play consoles, really. I need it to play this one game.
Wait,
you want one game? You want it to play one game? Well, yeah, but you see... Yeah, so...
But it's a really good one game.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be surprised. It'll be co-op and you can come over and just play it with me.
Oh, man.
I can promise you it will not be co-op.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling I'll be the first one to finish it, Josh. I'm pretty sure it'll end up being my PS5 that you'll end up with.
I think so, too.
I'll knock it out quick.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Paul, just be aware, if you see some strange guy peeking through your window,
it's you.
You know, in the middle of the night, binoculars. That's just me. Don't call the cops.
He's not even wearing a mask. He'll just take his beard up over his face a little bit. It's long enough.
Oh, so yeah, any God of War news is good news these days, and you should go check out this footage. I thought it was very, very cool.
Yeah, it's very God of War-y.
It certainly is. I can't deny that.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about a game that has become a little bit of a surprise hit this summer. You know, we talked about how Cult of the Lamb was a surprise hit. It sold over 1 million copies. Well, we now have another game that kind of came out of nowhere called, I actually had to look and find the name because I already forgot it. So it's called Two Point Campus.
Because it's a forgettable name.
it's a hard name to remember. It's a simulation game where you build and staff and run your own college campus. Now, a little bit of background, because I didn't know that this had ties going back to Theme Park and Theme Hospital. Did you guys play those back in the day?
I did. I played Theme Park a long time ago.
I've not played any of these games. 2 Point Hospital, 2 Point Campus, 2 Point something. I feel like there's been a lot of these games. These are just not my style of games, to be honest. It's a lot of decorating houses and rooms and sim type stuff. I'm not a fan of The Sims. It's funny that this is getting... I watched a video because I was like, well, what am I missing out on? And then I watched a video and I got bored within like the first couple minutes. So it's like, I think this is just not a Josh type game. And I've not ever played any of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I watched the video and I read the article. I had to read the article twice, and I'm still not even sure what it's talking about because I think I dozed off four times. I think most of the article is actually about 2 Point Hospital, which is the same game but with a hospital, you're not a superintendent or a whatever campus. You call the head of a college, the dean.
Dean?
That the guy. Dean Pritchard.
Okay, so you guys, I'm kind of shocked that you guys didn't play more Theme Park and Theme Hospital. Theme Park was like the biggest game for a couple years, and there were always debates between me and my friends whether you liked Roller Coaster Tycoon or if you liked Theme Park. I was always more of a Theme Park guy, and then when Theme Hospital came out, I loved it. I used to always bring the disc over to my girlfriend's house, and we would play on their computer. I'd bring it back home and play it on mine. And the guys who created those games went and created their own studio, and they ended up making 2 Point Hospital a couple years ago, which I guess was a modest success. And now that they've come out with this one for 2 Point Campus, it has now sold over 1 million units in the last 2 weeks, and it's enormously popular. Even the developers have tweeted saying, we're really overwhelmed by just this huge support for the game. We really appreciate it. I love simulation games like this. It's very funny to me to hear Josh describe a simulation game as just doing decorations in a house, because that's not at all what this game is. This is where you have to actually build bathrooms, classrooms, science labs, and you have all these different options of how you want to run all those things. You have to hire janitors and teachers. You have to build the dorms. And one of the things that make it very cool is all of your staff and students have procedurally generated traits that make them interact with one another very differently. In that regard, it's a lot like RimWorld. And so you could end up hiring two teachers that have certain traits that they butt heads, and now they're not happy if they have to work together. That kind of stuff is built into this as well. So it's very much a simulation game, but I was just surprised to see that this one had so much success. The only negative thing I can read about it online is that they say if you already played a lot of Two Point Hospital, this really is just a reskin, and it's very much the same gameplay mechanics. But for someone who hasn't played it before, it seems like a pretty fun game.
What? Sorry, I just woke up from a short nap. Paul, go ahead and let Josh and I know how this one is.
It's funny because, and I don't mean to troll you, Paul, but you know I love it any chance I get. It's like, you know, I commented about placing furniture in trash cans. In the video for this article, they literally show somebody placing a trash can next to some urinals in a bathroom. Yeah. I mean, that's literally what they showcase.
It's a simulation game. They can't all, what, all you're going to play are RPGs for the rest of your life? You gotta have some variety.
I'm just saying, why do I want to put trash cans in bathrooms? Why is that a thing?
Why do you want to shoot demons in Doom? I don't know.
I can't do that in real life. I can put a trash can in my bathroom in real life, but that's work. I don't want to do that in a video game.
I guess I'm just shocked at how, and I know this is kind of a funny episode to say this because I was the one that was so cool on Flintlock, but like, I love games. I love all genres of games, and it's weird to me that you guys are so closed off to entire genres. Like, I don't know. I just love games. 9 out of 10 games, I love.
I'll tell you why. I'm not a decorator. I'm terrible at decorating.
Neither am I. I've never decorated anything in my life.
And I don't like games that mimic life. Like, I play video games to escape life. I don't play video games to mimic life. I don't want to design a bathroom. I don't want to change out a trash can or be like, oh, I forgot to put a trash can in this bathroom and now these people are mad at me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do... It's like why I don't play, like, Power Wash Simulator and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, if I'm going to spend time power washing something, I'm going to do it in real life and at least get, you know, credit from my wife for it instead of, like, doing it in a video game.
Yeah, no joke. In my Humble Bundle last month, which not a sponsor, by the way, but I pay them like $20 a month, then I get like 9 or 12 free games. Well, I guess I get $20. You get it. They're not free. But I got Lawnmower Simulator. And I played it for like 2 hours one afternoon on my Steam Deck. And I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I'm mowing someone's lawn. And I got to the point where I upset them because I took the hedger and I killed one of their plants. And they're like, we're not paying you $50. And I'm like, why am I doing this? And so I actually can see myself maybe picking this up because the hype is so high and maybe playing it on the Steam Deck just to kill some time. I could see myself doing that a little bit, maybe. But mostly I'm going to be thinking this isn't SimCity, so it's not the same thing.
It definitely looks like a good game for the Steam Deck, which I'm assuming it runs on. It looks like the perfect kind of mobile game like
that. Yeah, it would
have to. Yeah.
I will give these credit. I know that sim games are super relaxing for a lot of people. Like, that I get. Like, I don't need to be competitive. I don't have to be on edge. I don't have to have super fast twitch reflexes. Like, there's something cathartic about just designing something and kind of having a hand in the game and then letting the game kind of just flow, I guess. Like, I get it. It's just not for me is the thing.
Yeah, the one thing I do love about games like this is if you're ever like, hey, I'm going to my friend's house at 4 o'clock and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're like, I just need to kill the next 2 hours because I'm so excited about something coming up. These games do kill time very quickly. And that's one of the reasons I would play it is like you just get lost in the game and then all of a sudden it's time to go to that fun thing you want to do.
Yeah, see, I think in a lot of ways, this is actually better escapism than your first person shooters because it's a little bit more of a passive role where you are building things and you're setting philosophies and prices and hiring workers and all that. But then you get to see the fruit of that labor as you make a lot of money and it makes you feel successful. Like, that's why a lot of people love playing these games. And that is the form of escapism, but I get that that's not for everybody.
You know what makes me feel really successful? ripping the head, ripping the head off of a demon, shoving a grenade down its throat, putting its head back on, and then kicking him into a group of other demons. That's where I'm like, man, you know what? I am a successful guy right now.
I just like some variety in my games. I like a little bit of everything. So I love a good simulation game. There's some good ones out there. All right. Well, I think that is all we are going to cover here for this week. We really appreciate you guys tuning in for This Week in Gaming. If you do not already follow us on socials, come follow us on Twitter and Instagram at MultiplayerPod. Those are largely done by Michael. He would love to hear from you guys there. We'd also love to have you join our free Discord server. There's a link in the episode description. We'd love you to come say hi. All three of us are very active in there, along with a really fantastic community.
It's the best community ever, is what it is.
It really, really is. And also, we will be back with a quick take episode on Saturday, and then after that, we'll have a bonus round episode on Monday. Should be a blast. We can't wait for you guys to tune back in for that. And I think that's all we have to cover today. I think that covers everything.
I'm so sad. I'm so sad because we're done recording. For the day. And I just want to, I love recording. I love talking about video games. Even bad video games where you just watch people play trash cans.
Can you guys just whisper Elden Ring and God of War mashup to me as we close out the show?
Elden Ring and God of War mashup. Oh, ASMR. We made an ASMR episode, guys.
Oh, there you go.
Elden Ring.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We will see you all next time. Until then, happy gaming.
Cheers, all.
All right. See you, everybody.